Oh, hang on. Hello. you hear that? Hang on. I've got a bit of a wheeze. This morning, and I'll tell you why. Because the studio was quite warm. It was warmer than the outside. I left my inhaler at my mum and dad's house. So my mum's posting it down, but obviously it's been a bank holiday weekend. So hopefully today, when I get home, I'll have my pump pipe, start slurping on that magic blue nectar. I mean, I'm not a real doctor. What I am is a broadcaster, top to toe, fingertip to fingertip, and also the diagonal measurements. I am a broadcaster. Hello, I am, my name, that's better, isn't it? My name is Daniel Kitson, and I'm going to play some songs for about 2 hours. Just under now. 1 hour, 51 minutes. Hopefully the wheeziness will ease. The wheeze will ease. Ah, well. That chance has gone. But hopefully it'll be another chance along in a minute for something that rhymes and is also true. Fingers crossed. So those first two songs were... The first one was You Are My Sunshine by Thomas Truax. Hang on, I'm just going to try and adjust this microphone. Hello, up you come. I feel like I'm... Me just nudging it up a touch has put me firmly inside your head, right? I mean your head. What a creepy thing to say. Maybe that's why they don't tend to say that on... I hesitate to know which word to use. Proper, commercial, real, radio. But maybe that's why they don't use it. Maybe that's why Maybe that's why you don't ever hear Humphreys on the Today programme say, I'm in your head. No, but that'll be because they're always talking to each other or to other people. And so it's not like they're talking to you. Whereas this is like I'm talking to you, but I'm not. I don't know who you are and I don't care who you are. So stop listening to me. Weird vibe at the start. So You Are My Sunshine by Thomas Truax, then Shark Smile by Big Thief. Thomas Truax, I saw, and I don't want to waggle it about, certainly not pre 7:30, but I saw him at the Trades Club in Hebden Bridge supporting Richard Dawson, and I liked him. I really liked his vibe. He's got what I took to be a collection of peculiar and new musical instruments that he's invented, including a sort of a bike wheel drum machine called Mother Superior. And you can pull out various spokes, and that will alter the rhythm of the thing. It's really good. If you get a chance to see him, you should see him. Now, delicious Java. So that's that. Oh, I'll tell you this. This morning, when I arrived in the studio, in the middle of the desk, right, I don't want to blind you with lingo, but the desk is, it's like a table, but for a purpose, okay? And in the middle of it, someone had left a roll of grey gaffer tape, which is, you know, frankly intimidating at 6:48 in the morning. Just a big roll of grey gaffer tape. Weird gift from someone. I was hoping that I'd think of more to say about that, but there we go. Let's have a bit of this, shall we? Good on him. Oh, oh no, I just wheeled my wheelie chair into I think it's a cupboard. Certainly looks like a cupboard, but without any doors. What's a cupboard without any doors? Plinth? It's not a table. Like, it's a solid thing. It's got two record players on it and an air vent. But I do not think it's a cupboard. Anyway, whatever it is, just wheeled my wheelie chair into it. Those songs in... Oh, God, I keep doing it. Listen. You hear that? That's me doing it. Hang on, I'm going to angle... I'm going to re-angle myself. I'm going to re-angle the mangle. I knew it had come back. You see, that only works if you know that my nickname on the powerlifting circuit is Mangle. But if you do know that, you'd have absolutely loved that. I've got to re-angle the mangle. Oi. Oi. I mean, is there any more intimidating sound? Oi. That was Tightrope by Janelle Monáe, and then after that, We Live Alone by Connie Converse, and then Every Day is a Miracle by David Byrne. I'm limiting myself to one song off the most recent David Byrne album, Every Day, because that's basically what I've been listening to for about 2 weeks now, largely to the exclusion of most of the things. But don't you worry, I've got some absolute... And I don't actually use this word lightly. Bangers. Got some absolute sausages. I've got some sausages lined up for your lug holes. I'm going to put sausages in your ears. Hello, everyone. I'm going to put sausages in your ears before you start the day. I'm going to put sausages in your ears before you start the day. Unless you are not listening to this in the morning, in which case you're cheating. Okay? Cheating. You're a cheat. You are a cheat. And don't give me that, like, oh, it just doesn't fit with my life, brother. What? Yeah, fine. I mean, it barely fits with mine, and I've got nothing to do. That's the whole point. That can't be the whole point, can it? That can't be the whole point, is a mutual and universal inconvenience. No, it's not, actually, because it is also hashtag something to do. I've made a little list of things that I'm going to talk to you about. Pimlico Carpenters. Here we go. I've done two of these now, and you may or may not know that, but yesterday on the Tuesday, on the first one, I was taken aback at how busy the roads are at 6:30 in the morning, with vans driving aggressively to get to where they're going pre-congestion charge and pre-bus lane stipulations, and so they're swinging it in and out, they're flinging themselves about, and... I've noticed on both days, Pimlico Carpenter vans. Now, if you live in London, you may have seen the Pimlico Plumber vans, and they seem to try and cast themselves as like a fourth or fifth, or I'm not sure which number, but they definitely seem to try and cast themselves as an emergency service, because on top of the van, there's like a light-up box that says on call. Anyway. Plumbing, it seems to me, is a trade that can be needed in an emergency. Carpentry feels less so. But on the Pimlico Carpentry vans, that they've got 24 hours. 24 hours on call. Huh? Right, guys? Silly, isn't it? Silly, because nobody's going to need... Here we go. Get ready. Nobody's going to wake up in the middle of the night. Hang on a second. And suddenly realise, hang on, I've not got a chair. I've not got a wooden dining chair. So that's the sort of tone of the show, in case you're wondering. I'll put some sausages in your ears, and then I'll really take Pimlico Carpenters to task. They're my nemesis, if anything. I don't mind the plumbers. Guys got to fix them pipes. Nobody likes a leak. A leak is a problem, but an absence of woodwork is seldom an issue. That is my number seven motto. And also, I worked my day slightly differently in that I just woke up. I didn't just wake up. Well, I think I made my stutter sound pretty cool there. I didn't just wake up. I had an alarm. And then I basically got out of bed, had a Barocca, got dressed, got on my bike, pumped my pump pegs all the way into town, right? Then I made a coffee here. So I've had a coffee. I didn't have a coffee yesterday. And I have no way of knowing how it feels from the outside, from your perspective, from the listener point of view. And I've done everything I can to avoid you being able to give me that sort of feedback. But certainly from inside my head, I feel like I'm absolutely firing on all gas. Firing on all gas. And if that isn't an example of me firing on all gas, the phrase firing on all gas, I cannot imagine what would constitute that. Right, I'm going to play some Tamsin Archer, and I don't give a shit what you think. Hang on, here we go. Go on, Tamsin!
I blame you for the
moonlight. It's finished now, that one. That one has now finished. That feels like an unnecessary clarification at the end of songs. I'm learning. It's a learning process. It's a learning process. It's a learning curve. It's a journey, and it's a mission. It's I've made it my mission. I've made this my mission. Weirdly, I've made this my mission. This of all things. That was Dance Yourself Clean by Lucada Sound System. I am so, like, constantly, instinctively, and just effortlessly subversive. No one says, look at the sound system, because everyone knows that that's not how you say it. But I don't care. I don't give an SH, 1T, exclamation mark, picture of a dingle. I don't give a monkey's. I don't give a monkey's cuss. I mean, is that a thing? I don't give a monkey's cuss? I feel like it is. Or is it monkey's nut? I don't give a monkey's nut. That can't be it. That can't be a saying. I don't give a monkey's nut. Well, I mean, it can be a saying. I mean, anything can be a saying. It just has to be said enough. But it isn't currently a saying. I'll stake my reputation on that. But before LCD Sound System, it was Deluxemith with T-shirt weather, which it isn't quite, or it wasn't quite when I was riding in. I had to have a jumper on as well, but... you know, I'm yet to find a song that specifies a need for a jumper when riding in due to the movement of air past the body, even though actually, when you're static, a t-shirt would be plenty. And you may have noticed... Have I not mentioned... Oh. And there was also Tasmin Archer's Sleeping Satellite. At the end of... Tasmin Archer, well, two things. Firstly, I was calling a Tamsin Archer like an absolute effing plonker. Oh, I have never been as humiliated as that. And I once walked into a lamppost opposite a pub and everyone cheered. And my name gaff for God, which one is it? Tasmin. Oh, crumbs. I've got a newfound respect for actual broadcasters. Tasmin Archer. I remember listening to that on my way to work experience at the Merlin Theatre in Sheffield. What a time. I remember that, and I remember coming across the viaduct in Denbighdale, which is quite an achievement, but I was young. Hey, you what? Cheeky? Who did? What? Before breakfast? Come on, Daniel. Come on, Daniel. We're all better than that. I remember travelling across the viaduct on a train and listening to... that one. Now, you may have noticed at the end of the Tasmin Archer song, I I sort of said Resident of M, Resident of M, Resident of M. That's because it's a slow fade on that song, and I've only got one playable source at the moment, which is the in-house Lappy T, because my laptop, the headphone socket's not working, and my phone, of course, my phone hasn't got a bloody headphone socket, has it? Because apparently progress necessitates ruining everyone's phone. So, sorry about the cough. Yeah, good. And also, I don't have any station idents. I don't know how to play station idents. On like on the wall, on a yellow sign, it says, please play station idents between live shows. I'd love to crank out some idents, but I haven't got any idents. And I've got one playable source. So when it's a slow fade, I just have to sort of come on and do an ident to cover the slightly clunky crossover. Right? I'm a very honest and upfront broadcaster. I'm very honest with the listener. If I don't have an ident, I tell them I don't have an ident. Guys, I don't have an ident. What time is it? God, we're not even halfway yet. And it's only the second day. I definitely had a moment of that on the ride in, thinking, why are you doing this? You're doing this for 3 weeks, you absolute dickhead. 3 weeks of getting up at a normal time like people do. No, thank you. I didn't get a nap yesterday. I think that's the problem. I played football in the afternoon. Absolutely put a SH1FT in. Oh, sorry, shift. I can say shift. That is not a profanity, last time I checked. But the way the world's going, God knows what words are going to be ruled out pretty soon. If you don't like powerful truth with your morning coffee, you better reach in your dial to Lame FM, because this is Resonance, and I'm kicking it real. Now, just let me go across here and, and play this. It is just coming up to 7, it's just after 7.58, it's not just coming up to 7.59, it is currently 7.58. I've picked up the wrong piece of paper. That was not A Man in Veselka. That was Sad Screaming Old Man by Jeffrey Lewis. And before that was It's Only Need by Holly Throsby. Back to back ear sausages. Yeah. Just call me the ear butcher. Don't call me the ear. Don't. Oh, no. No. Do not call me the ear butcher. Just call me a 24-hour carpenter of noise. Don't call me that. Don't call me that either. Call me Daniel. Don't call me sir. That's, do not like it. Do not enjoy being called sir. I was in I was in Hebden Bridge last week, and I walked past a man who had a dog, and he said hello sir, and it was odd, didn't like it, and I said hello, and then his dog approached me and he said, don't worry, he won't harm you. Which feels like the specific use of language of someone who is setting up a loophole, you know. Anyway, well observed. Well observed, Daniel. I mean, if you're not going to say it, guys, I'm going to have to, yeah? If you consistently refuse to text and call in with your requests and your birthdays, then I'm going to have to mumble to myself and sigh and remember something from last week. Okay, that song, Sad Screaming Old Man, it made me think of this, right? I can't remember when, so in the past, at some point in the past, I read a person online saying something along the lines of, is it just me, or when you see an old person eating alone in a restaurant, do you start to cry, right? And And it felt to me like it was being presented in a sort of like, oh, I'm profoundly sensitive and humane person, okay? Because I see loneliness and it makes me weep, and I see the sort of existential tragedy of existence and the inevitability of isolation, and I guess, you know, I guess I've got bundles of empathy dribbling out my bum hole, right? I got bundles in my bum hole, and the bundles are primarily empathy and, you know, and regret, but mainly empathy. Anyway, my point is that I saw this man in Veselka. If you don't know what a Veselka is, it's a 24-hour Ukrainian diner in New York. Uh-oh, looks like someone's been to New York. Looks like the someone is me. It's a 24-hour Ukrainian diner. So it is, and, you know, this is excess explanation of that phrase, a diner, specifically Ukrainian, that is open, you'll never guess, all the shitting time. And it's great. They have borscht and pierogies, and they make waffles from scratch. You know when you eat somewhere and they say, well, we make our waffles from scratch? And there was a bit of me going, I thought everywhere would do that. No, they don't. But these guys do. These guys blinking well do. Anyway, my point is, I saw a man in there who I was getting an early flight. Uh-oh, looks like someone gets on planes. Not happily, though, I'll tell you. Absolutely terrified of those bad boys. Oh, mama. Anyway, let's not dwell on my burgeoning fear of all things. And instead, let's keep it light with a chit-chat about an old man in a diner. Anyway, he was old. I'd certainly older than me, about 20 to 25 years older than me. So I'd say he was in his early to mid-60s. And it was about 4 o'clock in the morning, and he was just in there having a waffle with ice cream on it at 4 o'clock in the morning on his own. And I saw him, and I did not cry. I was like, yes, mate. If I get to that point, if I get to 65 and I'm in New York at 4 o'clock in the morning having a waffle with ice cream on it, I've absolutely nailed life. I've nailed it to the wall, and then I've thrown things at it, and the things I've thrown at it, I've stuck in it, and have spelt out something really nice. I haven't had any breakfast. Yesterday I brought an apple, and today I didn't bring an apple, but I did bring coffee. So I'm absolutely buzzing, but the tummy's rumbling. And that is a thing that I cannot rectify, really. So it's just going to be a steady depletion in energy levels. Sorry, everybody, but let's put some Bonobo on and have a little think about stuff. Yeah? Good. Oh no, oh shut up, oh god, I was doing so well, guys. I got to 8:14, and that, I think, was my first actual gaffe. Everything else that's happened that has felt incompetent has actually been sort of a willfully charming, and charming, actually. I will say it's charming. I will tell you it's charming. It's been a very charming show thus far, but that was an actual blooper. Norden would have been all over that. They'd have fully rinsed me. What's that? I can hear a noise. It's like a buzzing. Oh, I can hear the clock ticking as well. I wonder, can you hear that? I'd say not, really. I've got my headphones turned up too much, probably. Anyway, that, any way you slice it, is captivating radio, I think. A man in a building, on his own, not talking, and seeing if he can hear the clock ticking in his headphones. Yep. That was Bon Iver, 22 over soon. Maybe I played that yesterday as well. Oh, if I did, I'm very sorry. I'm trying not to do that. But I do like it. And before that was Hang On Me by St. Vincent. And before that was Break Apart by Bonobo. So there we go. It's all really motoring along now, because we're now past 8:15 and we're probably getting people, me and the guys here at Resonance, probably starting to really hook into the commuters and people on the school run. And there's probably a lot of kids listening, actually, like a lot of sort of like cool hip to my vibe kids listening on their way into school, who like an eclectic array of music, and also a man with very little to say. I think this is probably why a lot of radio is based around interacting with the listeners, building the audience, because then you chumps, and don't take that the wrong way, you should take it as an insult, you chumps end up providing a lot of the content. People are reading out like emails and text messages, and they're playing songs that you've asked them to play. What are they actually doing? Nothing. Knob all. They're doing knob all. And I'm sorry that you had to hear the phrase knob all so early on a Wednesday, but knob all is what they're doing. I've got a bricklayer coming to my house today. But more of that later, I think. I think I'll probably talk to you about the bricklayer and my plans for the day after 8:45. So that's something to look forward to, isn't it? Something to look forward to. I'll just check the news and let you know if anything absolutely horrifying has happened in the world. Hang on. Yep. All right. I've not got a song lined up. I got distracted in that last three songs by having a real think about some stuff. Some stuff that is, and I'm sorry to have to say this, guys, none of your business. You have to let me have my own secrets. You have to let me live my life. That's the only way for this relationship to grow. I'm not constantly asking you what you're thinking, so would it kill you to pay me the same courtesy, right? Let me have my thoughts. Let me have my thoughts, and let me have my sandwich. One of my favourite things to shout. Oh, I'll play a song by Jane Weaver, won't I? Yeah, I will. Why not? Lovely. Lovely. So, that was four songs. Four songs back to back, a back-to-back music attack. That's a trademarked thing here on Resonance. Back-to-back music attack. And the hashtag for that is B, and then the number two and then B, and then the word music, and then the letter A in capitals, and then like an emoji of attack. So back-to-back music attack. It's important to me that we get something trending. I got to get something trending, guys. So that was Love Is All by the tallest man on earth, isn't it? Yeah, not just tallest man on earth. Sorry, I was just checking out with the producer. There's no producer. I've had to let myself into the building, and I'll be locking up. I like how I tried to say that as though it was cool. And I'll be locking up when I leave. If there's one thing you need to know about me, it's that I let myself in and I lock up when I leave. That sounds, horrible, I think. Creepy man. Before that, it was Ivor Cutler, the Ivor Cutler Trio, and I'm Happy. Before that, it was Do You Realise by the Flaming Lips. Not heard that for a while, right, guys? What a blast from the past. I hope when I played that, your feeling when you heard it was like, oh, this, I forgot that I liked this, and not, oh, bloody hell. Oh, my God. Oh, yuck, 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 yuck. I hope it was the former and not the latter. And before that was a song by Jane Weaver, and I don't really know how to say the name of it. It's capital H and then the greater than sign, and then capital A and then the greater than sign, and then capital K. I suppose in the end, it turned out that I did know how to say it. I need a pastry. And tomorrow, I think I need to bring a breakfast pastry. I feel like around this point, I'm like, ugh, mama. And nothing stifles the mamas like a croissant. Right? Right, guys? I mean, is this thing on? Huh? sorry, I've really amused myself there. It's very easy to forget that there is anyone listening, because there is, like, there are very few of you. So it's very easy for me to lapse into just really enjoying my own voice and feeling sleepy. So I will do my best. I will do my best to be vigilant against that. And I'm going to play some... I'm actually going to play a song by Noah and the Whale, because I don't give two figs. Oh, do you know this about figs? Right, okay, here we go. Here's some actual stuff for you. Every fig... Strap in, guys. Hey, guys. Who likes figs? Yeah, right? Most of us, right? Yum, yum, yum. Figs, like a magical treat from ancient times. That's how they feel to me, like an ancient fruit from an old day. An old day. Every fig is made by a wasp, right? Wait for it, because I can already feel a few of you sort of bracing yourselves, bridling, resisting the truth nugget that's about to get rammed up your nose. Uh-oh, here comes some truth up your snoz. One in each nostril. Truth. Truth. Breathe it in deep. Every fig is made by a wasp crawling into a flower, right? And when it crawls into the flower, it rips its wings off, right? Not on purpose. It's a very small hole that it crawls through, and its wings get ripped off by dint of it crawling into the flower in order to do some of its pollinating stuff, right? Its wings get ripped off, right? Are you listening? Do not turn off. Do not retune your dial. You just got to deal with this. You just got to stare straight into the maw of the beast. A wasp crawls in. It gets its wings ripped off, and then it gets digested by the flower, essentially, with some special enzymes, and then that becomes a fig. So why don't you enjoy your posh fruit, you wasp-eating dickheads? Yeah? Okay, here we go. Bit of fun. Go on, everybody. Just go back to bed, and have a nice sleep. We can crush capitalism if I play songs that keep you in bed. Although, I mean, if we do crush capitalism, it's going to be it's going to be a real faff, isn't it? I've got loads of stuff. I guess I'd have to. I mean. All right, so that was the first two tracks, actually, off Diamond Mine by King Creosote and John Hopkins, and the first track is called First Watch, and then the second track is called John Taylor's Month Away, and I could have just let it keep playing and gone home. So that was that, and before that it was a Fortet, As Serious As Your Life, and before that it was Darren Hanlon, Trust Your Feelings When You Wake, and that is largely it now. I've got one more song that I'm going to play, which is also by Thomas Truax. The first song of the whole thing, which I dare say a good many of you don't know, because you weren't awake, were you? Not like me and the cool guys. Me and the cool guys have been here since 7 o'clock, doing it right. Sorry, I'm excited about going home. And so I started with You Are My Sunshine by Thomas Truax. I'm about to play You Are My Sunset by Thomas Truax because I understand structure and I've never heard this song before, and it could be a dog shit or top notch. Let's find out live on air. Dog shit or top notch. I'm acting like I don't even care, but I do a bit. So thanks for listening. That is largely it. I have to go home to let a bricklayer into my house and then out of my house into my garden. I'm going to get a pastry on the way. I hope you have a similarly successful day, or indeed night if you're listening to this in a weird time or a foreign place. All the best to all of you.